Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress Help Desk. This is your host, Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, I want to invite you to join me for all things WordPress. In addition to the hottest news about WordPress from many of our friends around the WordPress community, later in this podcast, I'm going to give you the latest update about the new 4.5 that arrived this week. So where do we go from here? Let's find out with this week's podcast of My WordPress Help Desk. Remember, this podcast is sponsored by our incredibly lightning-fast WordPress hosting, which offers full WordPress support. For more information, visit hosting-master.com. Our site Dashkeeper services offer full WordPress support to sites, including those sites we don't host and the sites we do host. It offers full WordPress site editing and maintenance on demand or on contract. In fact, you would be shocked to learn how little it will cost to have your own WordPress webmaster assigned to your own site for the ongoing maintenance of your site. And of course, if you're looking for a webmaster who knows WordPress inside out and you need someone to build a new project, no matter how large or small, call wp-sitemakers.com and have them quote on that next project. So before we dig into the news, visit our sponsors, hosting-master.com, site-keeper.com, and wp-sitemakers.com. Remember, if you want to ask a question about WordPress for use on this podcast or even just getting an answer back by email, call me at 903-926-2607 or email support@mywphelpdesk.com. Now, I can't wait to tell you about the new 4.5 upgrades and where we go from here, but first, the news. WordPress 4.5 made it April 12th, just as promised, and here at Hosting-Master, our updates occurred on all 100 websites with over 200 plugins and 4 themes, and not one site was broken. Several sites did have to have their database reloaded, but that was not an issue, and so all of my clients are now safely running 4.5 and enjoying all the new features as well. In vulnerability news, a surge in attacks using the PHP C99 web shell has forced IBM's Managed Security Services, or the MSS team, to issue an alert regarding this dangerous threat. According to the security researchers keeping an eye on this malicious traffic during the past 2 months, traffic that resembles the one seen from the C99 web shell has spiked, with 404 different incidents in February and another 588 in March. Now, the malicious code is often found in a file called pagat.txt, pagettext. For more news, you can find out about this at news.softpedia.com/news and then look for the news about WordPress sites targeted with new attacks using C99 PHP web shell. Now, in WordPress general news, according to Ryan McGuire over at WP Taverns, the official WordPress importer plugin, he says, is in shambles and has frustrated users with inconsistent performance for years. According to him, the plugin has more than 5 million active installations and is critical for migrations unless you are familiar with using more advanced tools. With years of unresolved support threads identifying the plugin's many bugs, the importer was in great need of help. In a volunteer-driven open-source community, important projects like the WordPress importer can just be neglected for a long time until someone finally gets inspired to take on that responsibility. And the good news, however, is that the importer is in the process of being completely rewritten thanks to Ryan McHugh, who is the leader of the WP REST API project. The WordPress Importer Redux project is available on GitHub with fixes for some of the previous plugin's most troublesome issues, and McHugh is rewriting the importer with the goals of making it fast, lightweight, and consistent, and he summarizes the major improvements that are going to be part of the version 2 in a post on make/WordPress Core blog. He's talking about way less memory usage. He's talking about faster parsing, resumable parsing, partial imports, better CLI. Also, are you looking for a great caching plugin? WordPress caching programs are notorious for being packed with full, confusing, options spammy, upsells, and difficult to uninstall. Users who are looking for a caching program that just simply works and has nothing to configure should check out Simple Cache, a new plugin on WordPress.org that offers the one-click install. The plugin promises lightning-fast speed with a simple on-off switch. After investigating some of the popular caching solutions for WordPress, Taylor Lovett found most of them to have cluttering interfaces that made them unnecessarily complex to configure, and Lovett, who worked with many different caching solutions as the director of web engineering at 10UP, decided to create his own implementation that would be easier for users to work with, hence the name Simple Cache. He said, "I wrote my comparison blog post with no plans of creating my own caching plugin, but he said that after doing the research, I had a few ideas on how to create a plugin that would really have a positive impact on websites. And once installed, Simple Cache can be turned on with a click of a single button. Now, it has a few optional settings for expiring cache and enabling compression, and the simple mode offers file-based page caching similar to WP Supercache, which is sufficient to speed up a vast majority of simple sites. Of course, if you have a major site and can live with WordFence security, their Falcon caching is super fast and easy to invoke." Well, I think that's enough news for right now. Let's find out what's happening with 4.5. Well, if you did not know it yet, 4.5 landed this week. A new update of WordPress finally made it. It's now in the field across millions of WordPress sites, and today people are waking up to the all-new features of the new 4.5 update. If you have not updated your WordPress installation by now, you better do so. As you begin to use the new 4.5, you're going to see that some of the new features that are going to revolutionize the way websites are going to be created, and here's why. First, in the customizer, you're going to see new preview buttons across the bottom left of your admin pages. When you're in the customizer or building a page or a post, you're going to see three brand new buttons. These are the real-time preview displays that will show your page as it looks on the desktop, on a tablet, or on a smartphone. And now WordPress will allow you to automatically scale the site to see what your audience will see right there in front of you in your editor. And this will help WordPress builders to build better design and create for mobile and tablets even better. And additionally, just as we've been able to write a simple link to embed videos and audios, now you're going to be able to place raw HRF links and page links that will automatically be transformed into a link. And that's going to save a whole bunch of time building out websites. Now, this new 4.5 is far more extensible now that it is using the REST API, and where this is going to show up are things like you're going to notice that now we're running Bootstrap CSS. You're going to find that you're going to have all the functionality and grids and buttons and links and tabs that Bootstrap has always had. And frankly, I am impressed with the new WordPress because the team really seems to be trying to give us all a great increased experience with WordPress. Now, of course, what you're also going to see is a better responsive image because all of the embedded elements are going to work better and look better than before. And if you want to change your logo, the job has just become easier as they change the custom logo and put it over there in the customizer. But for all of us, the people over at Temple Toast have a blog post that I think all of you who are using the new WordPress 4.5 should grab. It indicates the top 8 hidden features of WordPress. You know, as a blogger or as a website owner, you have already made use of many of the features available in WordPress. However, there's still a lot more to explore and learn about this well-featured open source publishing platform. Well, in this particular article that was written December 2nd, 2015, it was written actually before 4.5, but it is still giving us tools that I think most of us don't even know are there. First, you can go over here, and one of the options at the right of the dashboard, just below the admin area, is a panel that allows you to hide or show different things on a particular page. And of course, when you're in the dashboard, you can show or hide at a glance, quickly editing a draft and other things simply by checking the corresponding checkbox. And similarly, when you're in the post section, by dropping down the screen option, you can hide the author, categories, tags, and comments, and dates, and so forth. So this is very friendly, and it's something some of you may not know about, and it's under screen option. Then, sticky post. If you want some of your posts to be visible on the front page, you can thank WordPress for providing such a feature called sticky post, and here's how you do it. You click on the post and select the post you want to make sticky. You move the cursor on the post and click edit, and under click edit, you go to visibility and the option to publish. Click on public and then click the checkbook corresponding to stick this post to the front page. And upon the update, then visit your website, and now that post is right there on the front page. Next page. If you want to split your lengthy article into multiple pages, you can add the little tag next page in your content. It's there in your editor. And to do this, you open the post you want to split, select the text mode in the edit window, and then add the tag for next page in the content where you want to split the article. Upon update, preview the changes, you'll see that now you can navigate to any page by clicking on the links provided below the post. And this is tag works only in text mode, so if you add this tag when the editor is in visual mode, it's not going to work. So we all know about revisions of posts. We go in and we edit a post and it saves a revision, and before you know, you have bundles and bundles, just lists of revisions. Well, you can restore that vision simply by going to the right corner of the post and comparing the two visions and then clicking on the one you want to restore. You can also schedule posts. You can also use full screen mode or distraction-free editing. This has been great to be able to just turn off all the clutter on the screen and just be able to see what I'm working on. And you can also change your format by going to Alt-Shift-G, and this will hide everything that distracts you. And you can format removal of content, and you can export and import content. So remember that before you go, you have learned that 4.5 is one robust new edition of WordPress. And it's here, and it's now, and it's working seamlessly. I've shared with you this important article at templatetoast.com. So go grab that article, Top 8 Hidden Handy Features of WordPress. And please remember our sponsors, hosting-master.com, wpsitemakers.com, and site-keeper.com. And remember, you can grab all of our archives over at someonecaresradio.com. You can read all of our blogs over at our main site, mywphelpdesk.com. And until next week, subscribe before you go, and I will see you next week, same time on Saturday morning. Thanks for listening to my WordPress Help Desk. You've been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.